The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. I don't know if we even said that the last hour. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Robin's here with me. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm here.
You're here?
It's been a long week.
Uh-huh. You had the kids, what? Oh, you had the kids, like, last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No, you didn't have them Friday, but 5 days in a row, kind of, right?
I did.
Yep. And then you had yesterday off. So, anyway, happy birthday to Robin's mother.
Yep.
Her birthday was yesterday, so we want to wish her a happy birthday and hope it was a good one. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The proposed waterfowl seasons came out this week. We'll talk a little bit about that as we continue to talk with our callers. And we're also offering tickets to National Outdoor Show in Dorchester County coming up this weekend. So those who've won in the past will be in contact. We'll get your addresses and we'll get those tickets out to you as soon as possible. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
Good to hear you two again this Saturday. I had to call in because, you know, I've always been a person that say it's in the numbers. It did my heart good to hear the numbers in the response of your efforts on Facebook. When you were trying with the politics, it was like a uphill mudslide battle. But with this, what's going on now, and the numbers that I'm hearing that are constantly growing, it does my heart so much good. Because I'll tell you this, as far as I am concerned, Alan Ellis, with your effort, even when you don't feel well, in the show and in the events that you set up, you have done more to contribute to the three R's than anyone I know.
That's awesome, Fran. He really has.
Wow. That's humbling. Very much so.
Well,
very much so.
It's the truth, and I thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, Fran, I'll tell you, we attended the meeting the other day. We had a couple things that we had to say. Had to leave early. I wasn't just feeling well enough. I wanted to beat the traffic. The weather was turning very bad. I saw a couple of accidents on the way home. We saw a pickup truck hydroplane into the guardrail and almost flip over it, and that was close. And we just, you know. But just because I was feeling bad is the reason I left the meeting. But the R3 program is important, and the three R3s, if I could say it again if you don't mind, is recruitment, retention, and reactivation. Now, I know you were recruited.
Yes,
and I know you were retained for a couple of years, but I'm going to bet you haven't bought a hunting license in at least 10 years.
This is true.
Maybe. All right. And so you are one of the people that R3 is meant to reach. To what would it take to get you back into hunting? Now, I understand, in your case, Fran, probably not physically able to do it without a lot of help. Correct?
That's right.
I know. And there are a lot of people like that. But there are plenty of people out there who have just given up for some reason, okay? Can't find a place to hunt. I lost my lease. I don't know if everyone understands this, but in the early 90s, the department was in control of about 100,000 acres of public land that could be hunted. Right now, that number, because of conservation, because of the money part, you know, the federal funding and so forth, Maryland now has over 500,000 acres of land available to public hunting that they control. And it is the most underutilized. You know, everybody goes, oh, I don't like to hunt public land. It's just to see an orange on the opening day. Well, guess what? Don't go opening day. Go Tuesday. Go Wednesday if you can, because there's nobody there. Underutilized is the key word there. So what the department is attempting to do is to come up with various programs to recruit people. But my point is there's a lot of people out there that could be reactivated. The retention is one thing, but there's a lot of people that if they were given enough information and were told, hey, look, there's access there's access to public hunting 10 miles from you, and during the week there's nobody there, do you think more people would hunt if they were aware of what was out there? I'm just asking.
Well, I'll say this. With all the modern technology, this is just a thought, and with people with the COVID learning, I don't see why they can't invent something where the people who have physical limitations or difficult to get out, what have you, transportation, whatever, that they could design a game, so to speak, where we could go on the website and be a part of that acreage over the internet or what have you, without actually being there, but we could still hunt and feel as though we were playing the game and we were there.
That's kind of a neat idea.
So what I'm thinking is you have technology where you can click on a public, and it wouldn't have to be every one. There's hundreds of public hunting areas, okay?
Right.
But you could go online. You could click on a particular park or a particular wildlife management area.
Right.
And there's a live camera set up.
Right.
Just like an eagle cam, so to speak.
Right.
Okay? And you could go on there 24/7 and see what's happening. You could watch the deer walk by. You could watch the turkeys. You could watch fox. You could watch the squirrels, whatever you wanted to see. Okay, online, and feel like you're there.
Exactly.
That's
we
an
could enjoy
excellent.
That.
That is an excellent idea.
I think
Fran.
It's a super idea.
I think it's a tremendous idea, because look at these. There's like a half a dozen Osprey cams here in Maryland. Okay, set up all over the state. The Blackwater Refuge. There's Eagle Cams. There's the one in D.C. There's the one in Blackwater. There's a couple other ones around the region where you can watch the eagles in their nest. And
does
you're
saying Maryland have a black bear cam?
No. No, it does not. Fran, you have hit on a tremendous idea.
Well, my brain.
And it's not a game. It's not a game.
Still working a little bit.
But you could do it where they could. There's ways you could do it.
No, seriously, I mean, if any of these organizations would be willing to, you know, let's say fund a feeder, and maintain a feeder, in Dorchester County or Wicomico County on one of the public lands down there, and and restrict that to, you know, keep the hunters off of that, but restrict that maybe even during the close season, where Fran could go online,
right,
and monitor that camera and watch that game come in and feed.
Exactly.
You know, something like that. And you say play the game. Well, you know, you never know what's going to walk in. I mean, it's pretty interesting, you know, to watch sick a deer. They know when the feeder is going to go off and be activated and spread the corn or whatever, you know, and they stage up. maybe as much as half hour before then. And they come to the feeder, and they look around, they walk in, they walk back out. And when that feeder goes off, that sound, they are zoned in on that. Or they're standing on the platform and getting splattered with corn. You know, or they're just waiting for that food source to come online. And, of course, you know, this is done during legal hunting hours so that the hunters have an opportunity to see the deer come into the feeder and take the shot. And it works with whitetails, too, but, you know, more familiar with it with Sitka deer. So I think, Fran, you might have hit on something that's pretty interesting. And
well, we
would it
feel like we were participating, that we were active, we were a part of it, without worrying about the transportation, without worrying about our physical condition. We could go through what we would go through if we were actually there.
Well, let me ask you this question. Would it be worth the price of admission if to get access you would have to buy a senior license for $5?
No.
Fran answer the question.
I can't.
Let me tell you what. I know times are tight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But people can find the money to do what they want to do. Look at the sports arena. Look how many people can pack that place, no matter how tight the money is. People can find $5. People can find the money to do what they want to do. They can find the money to eat their favorite foods, even if it's only once in a while. Take a good fat crab cake.
You know? A good fat crab cake, that's right.
You know, you can find the money to do what you want to do.
You're absolutely
right. And the key is getting people to want to do it.
I like your idea, Fran. I like it a lot.
Could you get somebody to sponsor it if their advertisement was on it?
Maybe.
Yeah, we do when we get people to sponsor things.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well.
All right. Great, Fran.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Fran.
Bye-bye. All righty. Here's Bill Summers. Hey, talk about the 50s and 60s. We only allowed $1. And the season was only 1 week long. I did not hunt in the 50s or 60s, but we were talking about it, and I thought you would know the answer. So that's true. The season in Maryland was a week, and you could only take $1. In Pennsylvania, when I began hunting, and I killed my first deer in 1970 when I was 16 with a bow, a recurve bow, a button buck. That was my first deer. Now I'm done for the year. I shot that deer like the first week of October. And I was done for the entire season. I took my deer. So, you know, that was it. I got an opportunity to go to my uncle's hunting camp, and I sat in camp, couldn't hunt, while they all went out in the woods and during the firearm season. And it was a killer for one deer. But the population wasn't where it was now. I mean, we have almost unlimited deer seasons here in Maryland. At some point, we did have unlimited antlerless limits in certain areas of the state. It's now been restricted, but you can kill, I believe, 33 deer in Maryland now, with a bonus buck stamp, something like that. People say it's too much, but, you know, some people need to harvest a lot of antlerless deer. Some areas need to harvest a lot of antlerless deer. And I ran into somebody the other day from the extension office where was he from? University of Maryland, I believe, touting crop damage permits as a way to introduce somebody into hunting. He and I had a vigorous discussion about crop damage and whether or not that's hunting. And I didn't disagree with that some animals needed to be harvested. And, you know, I said, if you run the numbers, you know, which I have, and he goes, well, that's one of my projects. Well, I did it in about 20 minutes, okay, with assets that were readily available, find out how extensive deer damage can be. Well, he said, well, I have one guy that has, what did he say, a herd of 40 deer on 70 acres. And I said, well, then he's not doing his management correctly, you know. I said, does he allow hunting? Oh, yeah, he allows hunting, and he has crop damage permits, but he can't grow a crop. My comment was, his management is not correct, and if he allows hunting, then he's not doing it right because he's not requiring his hunters to take out antlerless deer during the season when they're hunting. You know, crop damage permits are issued to farmers. 30,000 permits are issued per year. About 10,000 of them get filled. Now, these are permits that are issued to farmers to do deer damage control on their farms 365 days a year with any weapon, including high-powered rifles. And there are, I'm not sure how many, 30, 40 permits issued for farmers to shoot deer at night with certain restrictions. Okay? So, there's no shortage of ways to kill deer if you're a farmer on crop damage permits. If you want to hire somebody to do it, bring them in, put them on the permit, let them shoot, that's one thing. Okay? Is it management? Management on that farm. Is it overall management good for the health of the herd of deer? There's a question in my mind. Anyway, we got to move along. We have to move along. So, hey, you know what? Spring's coming soon. The groundhog is, you know, he's almost out of time. It's time to look at that backyard and figure out what you can do to dress it up for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a tremendous selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs of all types and sizes and colors. Especially, they have those 300 Adirondack chairs that Uncle Fred likes to sit in while everybody else is enjoying their barbecue. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets for the kids and tiki bars for the adults and storage sheds for all your stuff at Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and a lot of other stuff. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. That's, I'll tell you, your backyard is going to look just great. Clyde Sports Shop is open for fishing right now. That's right. With all this great weather, they've got those St. Croix rods. They've got Penn spinning reels. They've got Pfluger rods and reels, the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, and many, many, many others. The live and frozen bait is available. The minnows are there, including the big salties if you want to go after the bigger fish, like snakeheads and so forth. And they've got a fishing sale coming up March 17th through March 26th, their 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale. But don't wait. When the weather gets good, go grab yourself some bait, get yourself some lures, get your license, get that rod tip repaired, grab a couple lures, get some terminal tackle, some bait, and go dunk a line, get a perch, get a trout, whatever you got to go for. And enjoy yourself. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road is the location for Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne. Again, that phone number, 410-242-6108. Stop by, get some bait, go fishing this weekend. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did at Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, welcome to the 76th National Outdoor Show, Friday, Saturday. This coming Friday, Saturday, February 24th and 25th at 3485 Golden Deal Road. That's the South Dorchester School in Church Creek, Maryland. Admission just $8 for adults, $4 per child, home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. Savor the local seafood delicacies with muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023. We'll see you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. Okay, we had a discussion off the air, as we often do. Tell us what you were, tell us, Robin, what you were telling me.
What I was trying to explain was not so much about not being able to find the $5, is other states already have that, where you can go. I watch the Grizzlies and the Eagles in Alaska.
Right.
I watch the Eagles at the National Arboretum.
Right.
And I go over all over the United States to do that. What I think would be neat, what I thought Fran was kind of leaning to, is if you could add some AI to it or something where the hunter actually felt like they were or the disabled hunter or the person who can't get out there actually felt like they were walking up to where the camera was, climbing a stand and watching through a sight or watching, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that they actually felt like they were
in a hunting situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You could have the ones where you just have a camera and you could just watch them if that's what you want. Or maybe there's something that you could click for an added cost, maybe.
Right.
Okay? Where you could actually feel like you were there in a stand watching.
Okay. Well, makes sense. I mean, I just threw it out there because I got to think on the fly here.
I know, but I was thinking what Fran said about making them feel like they were having the experience.
Right.
If you could add some kind of AI where they actually felt like they were.
I'm with you. All those cameras are put there for a reason. Okay. They're put there to raise money for whatever organization sponsored the camera. You can watch the Eagles and the Osprey at Blackwater, okay? But it's all to encourage you to become a friend of Blackwater.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Which is $20.
But you don't have to pay it to watch it.
No, you don't. You don't. But if you want to go to Blackwater, you've got to pay the admission fee to go to Blackwater. Unless you have a federal duck stamp, then you get in free.
I understand that, but and I understand that it is going to pull people towards that. But what Fran, I thought, was leaning towards was making people who can't get out there, who can't get to Blackwater, who
right.
can't feel the actual experience. And now that we have all this neat technology, I think we should use it to that advantage.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. What other ideas do we have to not only retain but reactivate people to get back into hunting, to actually pay for a license so that our conservation budget can be increased here in Maryland? What other ideas do you have, Robin?
Me, if you have somebody coming back in,
yeah,
who wants to do a retention,
reactivation.
Reactivation. Offer like what? Just I get them all the time when I'm playing games online or I'm got something in a cart, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I haven't bought it because I was thinking about it.
Yep.
They offer you a percentage off for a certain day
mm-hmm.
to get you back.
Right.
So you might not be getting the full fee,
right.
but you're getting a partial fee and you're getting somebody back into it.
Well, we have that for hunting. It's called an apprentice license. It's an abbreviated hunter safety education program you take online. You apply for your license. You get an apprentice license for 1 year. Now they're thinking of extending that to 2 years. Okay.
But that's recruitment. That is not reactivation.
Right.
You asked me about reactivation.
Reactivation. Okay. So you're saying, do what for reactivation? How would
for
you work?
For the first year. Okay,
yeah.
And for a certain day, if you haven't had a hunter's license in, say, a year or two or 5 years, whatever the thing is,
right.
okay, if you're going to re-up your license, not just from the year before. You can't have a year before and do it.
Right.
Okay? But if people who want to get back into it and haven't done it and have been thinking about it but didn't know if they wanted to spend the money, you have a day, okay,
right.
where you get a certain percentage off, 50% off the cost of getting back into it for those people who have been out of it for 5 years.
Okay.
Okay, it's like if I leave something in a cart too long at Target, they say, I will give you 25% off if you come back and buy what you're going to buy.
Interesting. Another good idea. Another great idea. I'm not sure that our department is flexible enough to do that. Our compass system is flexible enough to do that. I do know that every couple of weeks, I get a email from Compass, it says, "Hey, time to renew your fishing license." You
then
know?
You give them what you do is you give them a coupon, okay, for a person who hasn't. You send it to somebody who hasn't had their license renewed in 5 years.
Right.
That they can do. They can
right.
go and find. They can do a search on that.
Right.
And then those people, not that they, the day, okay, but they send them a coupon. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Hey, we're spitballing here, and I think it's great. I think it's. Good ideas coming up on every side here. Let's see. We probably got some callers
online.
You know,
online. I love my coupons.
What's that?
You love your coupons.
Yep, I know. You like coupons, that's for sure. All right. Let's see. In the old days when I left Virginia Beach, I used the internet from Maryland to be in their Dolphins tank and watch them play and walk up and down the boardwalk going to each store and look at items. Virginia Beach. Interesting. Okay.
What did they say? I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that.
Sharon,
uh-huh.
who listens every week, said that was a great idea, Fran. In the old days when I left Virginia Beach, I used the internet from Maryland to be in their Dolphins tank and watch them play and walk up and down the boardwalk going into each store and look at the items.
That's neat.
I didn't know the Dolphins could walk up and down the boardwalk and look in the stores, but... Maybe they could. Maybe she meant she could walk up and down the boardwalk and look in the stores. Sorry, Sharon, I had to do it. Okay.
That's a great idea. Listen to him, Sharon.
I know. I'm something else. All right. Keep those ideas coming, folks. 410
Huh? We got a phone call.
Okay. Who do we got?
Ken in Brooklyn Park.
Okay. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Hey, look, I called in about a month ago because I was at an auction and they were giving away pistols and rifles saying that they were collectibles and antiques and thus they didn't need to file any paperwork with them. When does it become a collectible and when does it become an antique? Did you ever find out?
I had several people tell me it was 1898. I'm not sure. You said they were giving them away?
Well, you know, you bought them, but they were just giving them to the people without paperwork.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're, I'm not...
It wasn't like giving them away. It was like they were buying them, but they were giving them to the people without...
They didn't have like an FFL license,
right? Right, I'm not sure on that one, Ken, as far as buying an antique pistol without a permit or a collector's permit, you know, because that is required, and I'm not sure that that auction house was doing it correctly. I can't speak to it because I wasn't there. I don't know enough about it to speak to your concern.
Well, the gun dealer was right there, and he was the one that put them up for auction.
Okay. I'd have to have more information. I'm sorry. I really would. But 1898, I believe, is where, before that, is where they're called an antique. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. All right.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Got it. I'm sorry. I'm not that big on those, the antique laws and that kind of stuff. Let's see who else we got here.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Discount antique furniture. That is not what I'm
looking for. We're looking at waterfowl regulation. Now, the proposal came out, and I know everybody's all jacked up about the goose, Canada goose, the migratory Canada goose. Well, guess what? The Canada goose season is going to open up a little bit. They call it the AP, the Atlantic population of Canada geese, the geese in our flyway. The federal framework calls for 45-day season to be held between November 15th and February 5th with a two-bird daily limit. This is what Maryland has gone to or is going to, is proposing. These seasons also include white-fronted geese. Unless specified other words, season may be split into two segments. So here's the proposed season for Maryland geese next year, or this year, excuse me, 2023. November 21st through November 24th. And then December 15th to January 31st with a bag limit of two per day in the Atlantic population zone. Then there's the resident population, which they have the early season in September, but the proposed season dates for that is November 18th and November 24th. It's an 80-day season to be held between November 15th and March 10th. Then again, December 11th through March 5th with a 5-per-day bag limit in Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, Montgomery, Washington counties, that portion of Carroll west of 31 to the intersection of Route 97 and west of 97 to the Pennsylvania line, and then it goes on from there. So 80 days for resident geese, 45 days for Atlantic population migratory geese. People also want to know about mallards. What are we doing with mallards? Daily bag and possession limit for the eastern and western duck zones. Daily limit of ducks, including mergansers, is 6. 6-duck limit shall consist of no more than 4 sea ducks, no more than 3 long-tailed ducks, 3 scoters or 3 eiders, 4 mallards, no more than 2 hen mallards, 3 wood ducks, 1 pintail, 2 redheads, 1 scop, bluebill, except during the scop hybrid season. The daily bag limit is 1 between January 8th and 2024 and January 31st, 2024, when 2 scop per day may be harvested. So 2024, January 8th to January 31st, you can take 2 bluebills, 2 canvasback, 2 black ducks during the black duck open season, 1 fulvous tree duck, and 1 mottled duck. All other species except harlequins may be taken up to the 6-duck limit. There you go.
I've got the answer for you on that.
What's that?
Okay, Maryland goes along with the federal guidelines.
Okay.
That antique firearms do not have to have a license.
Okay.
And an antique firearm is anything. Hold on, it was really interesting. It says an antique firearm is defined as a firearm manufactured before 1899 or any replica thereof, which is not designated for firing fixed ammunition or uses fixed ammunition and is no longer manufactured in the United States or readily available commercially.
Okay.
And antique firearms are exempt from certain requirements of state laws.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. That's good information. You are the queen of the search engine, that's for sure.
Evidently, I wasn't here the day that he asked that question. I'm sorry I wasn't.
I know. So, hey, we got to keep going. You know, our friends at Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, is just off Route 50 and East, and that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, and Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard and any machine in your barnyard. That's right. Garden tractors, farm equipment, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. And don't forget on-the-spot tire repair. You know, if you blow one out and you pull in there, they'll fix it for you right away. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That number is 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires at Spurrier's Tire Service. You know, I want to tell you about the, as soon as I find it here, 76th National Outdoor Show. They welcome you to attend this weekend, February 24th and 25th. Doors open 5 o'clock on Friday, all day Saturday, 3485 Golden Hill Road at the South Dorchester School in Church Creek, Maryland. Admission is just $8 for adults and $4 per child. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. I'll tell you what, I've been stuck by my boots in those boot-sucking marshes. No question about it. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies at the cafeteria with muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday, Saturday, February 24th, 25th. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I went a fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me, and one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit.
Hey, Aaron, you want to send us that list so we can pick a winner today? That would be great. All right, 410 WCBM 680. We're going to give away a couple tickets here to the National Outdoor Show.
One or two sets.
Well, if we have two winners, we have two winners. I'm not sure how many people are on the list. Glenn already won, so I don't know if he's back on there or not. So I guess we'll have to wait to see the list, won't we?
Yep,
we will. So there it comes. All right. Yes, indeed.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. There's our winner.
Our winner for two tickets today is Bill Berkey.
Berkley. Yep. Congratulations, Bill. There you go.
There you go, Bill. You're on your way to the outdoor show. Say hi.
Yep. I need to get everybody's, all the winners, and get in touch with them over the weekend or Monday and get those tickets in the mail. Sorry I've been remiss on that. It's just been a tough couple of weeks. So, any comments on the goose season? Any comments on recruitment, retention, and reactivation? Well, maybe it's not an interesting subject. Maybe we're going to have to talk about perch fishing or how to tie knots. My favorite subject, how to tie fishing knots. Can you see how that works, Robin? If, you know, you don't have callers, you threaten them with tying fishing knots and explaining how you tie a fishing knot?
That doesn't bother me.
Well, I know it doesn't bother you, but listening to tying a knot on the radio is a lot different than watching it online or watching it in person.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know? So, do you know how to tie a Palomar knot?
I've never heard it called that before, but I know how to tie a knot when I'm fishing.
What kind of knot do you tie when you're fishing?
The one my dad taught me in the loop up thingy. I don't know. I've got to show you. See, I'm interesting. Loop up thingy.
A clinch knot. And then there's the improved clinch knot, and then there's the Berkley knot. I personally like the Palomar knot. That's my favorite, the Palomar knot. Loop the line, go through the eye, tie an overhand knot, flip it around the end of the hook, pull it tight. Flip it around the point and the bend in the hook and pull her up tight. I can tie it, but it's hard to describe it. The improved clinch in the Berkley. Berkley knot was actually a sewing knot, and it became known as the Berkley knot when it was popularized by the Berkley
line.
Did
we just give tickets away to a Berkley?
Maybe we did.
We just did. Bill Berkley.
Bill Berkley. Okay. Oh, that's good. Has a knot named after him. So. And then there's the Rapala knot. There's all kinds of knots out there for fishing. Just as long as the line holds and doesn't break at the hook, I'm happy with it. So I've tied a bunch of them. Not as many lately as I'd like to tie. 410 WCBM 680. Any comments here for the end of the show? We'd love to hear from you. I'm not sure what we have to do to elicit a caller on these days when there's not a lot going on and people are just not out fishing and hunting. It's too cold.
I don't think people are up.
Too cold to fish and hunting season's over. I mean, still small game. People are rabbit hunting, that type of thing. So.
All that rain last night, the wind, it was good sleeping weather.
Yeah, I slept pretty well once I got to sleep last night. Like I said, the affliction that I had for the last couple of days seemed to have I'm not sure if I had a fever, but it sure seemed like a fever broke when I woke up. And
I was sleeping great till the affliction I had got in bed.
Oh, the dog? Yeah, well, you're the one that encourages the dog to jump on the bed.
I don't mind that. Just don't give her something to chew on the bed.
Yep. 410-922-6680. So...
Ah,
good way to put it, Aaron. Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Wonderful. I just called to say you both sound really good.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope you're feeling better. That Alan, I hope that oral surgery is behind you.
No, it's
you
not.
You sound good.
I'm going Monday. I'm not going for any further nasty stuff, I hope. I'm just going to say, okay, why is this, you know, why do I have a sinus headache, and do I need an antibiotic, or what do I need? So,
yeah.
I guess we'll find out on Monday. But now that the healing's pretty good. The stitches have all melted. There's still a little swelling here and there, and I don't like particularly wearing the temporary denture, but I wear it. And you know, in public, and it's just part of the process. As our White House press secretary says, we have to follow the process.
She says that a lot.
What?
She says that a lot.
Yeah, like 100 times per press conference. So anyway. In this situation, I'm going to refer you to the DDS, and for further evaluation.
Yeah.
That sound right?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh! Well, at least we got a laugh out of that one. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, and Robin, you sound good. You're feeling better?
I've had a really good sleep on and off for the last 24 hours for the first time in a long time, so I am feeling better.
Good.
This medicine, they're trying to adjust it, and it just...
Yeah.
With Robin's, what is that called, Robin?
Fibromyalgia.
Sleep patterns are so disrupted, it's unbelievable. And it's just a constant fight to get enough rest, you know? And the problem is, when she feels tired during the day, the kids are here, so she can't take a break. So, what? So, anyway, well, thanks for saving us there, buddy, for sure.
Yeah, right.
All right.
You guys have a good week.
You do the same. Have a great weekend. What, Robin?
No, I said we will.
Yeah, we will.
Alan can't hear me.
I can't hear
him. He never has gotten his so he can hear me.
Right.
And... it makes it very difficult at times.
There you go. Any better?
I don't know.
Okay. I think that's a little better. All right, my friend.
Mark,
you have
take it easy. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
And we've got somebody else on the line.
We do have somebody on the line. Dwayne in Glenarm. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you doing?
We are great. Love the show. Look forward to it. Watch the sun come up. I actually like listening to you tread water trying to find callers, but I figured I'd call and give you one last call before you get out.
It's happened so many times, and you just wait, you know.
Oh, it's great stuff. You learn more when someone doesn't call sometimes than when we do.
Oh, that's true, because there's certain things I like to talk about and pontificate about. So, are you a hunter?
Yeah, he likes to pontificate a lot.
Say what, Dwayne?
Yes.
You're a hunter?
Hunter and fisherman.
Got it. Do you hunt sika deer?
We do not. I've been down Eastern Shore, but never had a chance to hunt them.
I got it. Got it. Well, plenty of acreage down there.
Residential whitetail, a lot of put and take, pheasant and quail.
Uh-huh.
Dog. I love working with a dog.
Put and take, you're talking about the RSAs or whatever they're called, the shooting reserves, that type of thing.
If you don't have a lot of property, great way to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Oh, yeah, no question. And, you know, there's another good idea. with the three R's for recruitment, retention, and reactivation. That really is.
Perfect place to do it. It's very controlled.
Yeah.
We have a little Boykin Spaniel that hunts more than it sits.
Oh, that's great.
Boykins are beautiful.
Boykins are pretty dog.
Smart dog. Smarter than me, that's for sure.
I hear you. Yeah, my poor pheasant that I saw on the road out there on 213 the other day, or where was I, Robin? 213. I was on 213 the other day right off of 50. This pheasant walked out along the edge of the highway, and he's only about a mile as the crow flies from a shooting preserve down there in Queen Anne's County, and I thought, well, okay, there you are. You escaped. Glad to see you out here. Maybe you'll be able to find a mate and get some wild birds here in the wild. Of course, he lasted about 3 days, and then he was flat on the highway. So,
yeah, shame that's a hawk or an eagle or nobody grabbing him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's buzzard food now, unfortunately. So,
that's funny. Question. Is there a way to legally grab a roadkill?
A deer roadkill?
Yes, sir.
Yes, there is.
What's the proper procedure for that?
Local law enforcement can issue a permit for you. That's it.
But you got to get them out there to do that. You can't get something ahead of time.
No. You can call it in and get a permit. But all these guys are shed hunting this time of year. All those skulls with antlers attached have to be tagged if you want to possess them. You can do that on the online system and get a non-hunting permit. I'm not sure if you can get it for just a regular roadkill.
Okay.
I have to check in on that. But yeah, you can grab a roadkill with no problem. You just got to make sure you have a permit for it. That's all.
Spend more time driving than hunting, and you see a lot of nice deer.
That's true.
I have a beautiful coyote that was roadkill.
Yep, there's a coyote sitting right over there in the corner. I watched it get hit, and I did. It didn't get run over. It ran into the side of the guy's car, pickup truck, right up there on Route 32 in Eldersburg, between Eldersburg and anyway. So there's the music. Robin, you got to say something.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful weather. And pray for some snow. I want one snow this year. Have a good day. Bye-bye.